Vayter in Shas Perek Daf Yud Gimel, picking it up on the top of Yud Gimel, four lines down. We are now going into the idea about washing oneself on a fast day. It's going to discuss what about avilus. Is the person allowed to go ahead and wash themselves? And whether in hot water or in cold water. And that's what we're going to jump into. Amar Avram, fourth line down. Amar Avram, Bar Papa. Amar Av Chista. We're going to see two statements that he said. Number one, kol shem mishum avil, anytime a person is in a state of avelus, and they're not allowed to go ahead and wash themselves because of avelus, can go on Tisha B'Av, like Tisha B'Av, that's avelus, the avel or straight up an avel, also be mechan mitzvah, they're not allowed to wash themselves, they're not allowed to wash themselves in cold water or in hot water. Statement number one. Number two, kol shem mishum tainug, but if a person, the reason why they're fasting is because of tainug, meaning they're holding back from pleasures, they're being ma'ana themselves of some sorts, then you're not allowed to have the pleasure. Then, like, for example, what's that? You go in tainus tzibor, then bechamin aser b'tzon moter. It's also to do a bechamin. You can't do it in hot water, but you're allowed to do it in cold water. So avelus, you can't do it in either. But if it's a tainug issue, then you're allowed to do it in cold, just not in hot. Amar Avi Dimar, now back up that last statement. Comes and he says, Amar Avi Dimar Avin, afana nami taminina. We also have in our Mishnah itself, which points that out. What did our Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, v'noelin is amechatzos. You got to lock up the amechatzos. Oh, you got to lock up the bathhouses. And if you tell me you got to lock up the bathhouses, and we know that they only have hot water in the bathhouses, that's implying that you can't go to the bathhouses, but you're allowed to have cold water. Good support, right? Nice. Only problem is, maybe it's not. Amar le'abai. Abai comes and knocks it off. He says, v'ibet sonin, b'tzonin usser. And if you want to say that cold is usser, in other words, oh, so what do you want to say? You want to try to say it's usser? Then what? Sochen es naharis mi bayle lemisne? What should it have said? That you're bringing a rai here that tzonin is mutter. Because then the Mishnah should have said, and lock up all the rivers? Doesn't make any sense. You can't lock all the rivers up. So therefore, you don't have a rai over here to tell me that there's an implied idea that you're allowed to go ahead and have it in cold. Nice try. Amar Rav Shisha Bari Duravidi comes along and brings it back alive, though. Hacha, Abba Hachi Kashile. This is what my father, this was the kash he was having. Michli, let's break it down. Tanan, we know what it says. Asa Birchitza. You're not allowed to go ahead and wash yourself when a person has a fast, there's a tiny steeboard. Noelin is Samar Chatzos. We lock it up. Lamali. Why did you have to say that? Why do you have to tell me you got to lock it up? If you're not allowed to wash, then you're not allowed to wash. You have to lock it up. El alav shema mino, it must be coming to teach me something. Bechamin aser, b'tzonin mutter. It must be coming to teach me that you just say it's aser. The fact that you say it's aser and lock it up must be only the ones that are locked up, like the hot ones, but the cold ones really are okay. So we basically, we come back. He brings the courtesy of his son. He brings him back alive. Now we're going to bring a support to the first statement that was said. Right, the first statement that was said is that any fast that's coming, the Chum has said it's usher to wash oneself because of avelus, like Tisha B'Av, something like that, it's usher both in hot and in cold. Let's break it down. Leimim say, let's say there's a rai for such a thing. Kol chayvi tevilos tovlin kedarkan. Right, the Brisa says, anytime there's chayvi tevilos, this is a Tanakama, we're going to see another statement, but he says, any chayvi tevilos, they can go into tevila kedarkan regularly. Bein bet Tisha B'Av, Bein Yom Kippur, and whether it's on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. What are chayvi tevilos? Someone's like a Nida or Yoledes, and it comes time then they can go to the mikvah, so they're allowed to go on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur kedarkan. Now let's break down this. What does this mean? Bimai. What are we talking about? What type of water? Ilema b'chamin. If you're talking about it, it's hot water. So that tevila b'cham mika. Is there such a thing of having tevila b'chamin? There's no hot water by a mikvah because that would be called mei she'uvin. That's drawn waters and gathered water. You're not allowed to do such a thing. It's a problem to do it. So it's got to be, we're talking about cold water. So that would be she'uvin ninhu. Elala b'tzonim. Must be talking about cold water. V'chayve tevilos in. And only those who are chayve and tevila can do it. And they're allowed to wash themselves. And shachmin alo. But no one else is allowed to. So this goes ahead and this backs off from Chista, who says that you're not allowed to do it in hot water or in cold water. Unless there's a particular exception to that rule that's like a nida or a leather. But other than that, you wouldn't have allowed to do such a thing. Says the Gemara, who says, Amar Rav Chana bar Katina, lo nitzrucha ela lechami tveria. You had a problem over here. What was the problem? The problem was you said, oh, it must be we're talking about cold water over here. Why? Because otherwise, mayim she'uvim. Who says? Maybe it's hot water. Maybe it's a mikvah that's hot water it's talking about the whole time. And therefore, they're allowed to, the exception to the rule is that neither Yoledis can go to hot water mikvah, even on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. But a regular person wouldn't allow to do such a thing. But cold water, everyone would be allowed to do such a thing. Well, hold on one second. How do you have hot water? How do you have hot water without doing she'uvim? Answer is simple. L'chami Tveria. We're talking about the hot springs of Tveria. And therefore, we don't have a problem of she'uvin. And cold water, you'd be okay. Oh, so this kind of knocks it off. and rejects this idea that Rav Chisda was saying. Now we have an attempted comeback, but then we're going to knock it off also. So it's Gemara Yachi. If that is really true, that we're talking about the Chamei Tveria, so how are you going to deal with the Seifa? Well, let's take a look. Ema Seifa, what does Seifa say? We have the Tanakhama saying, right, that we just said a moment ago. Tanakhama said that the Nidin Yoledes can go on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur Kedarkon. And now we're going to have the Seifa saying the following. If it's really true that we're talking about hot springs at Tveria, what do you mean to say with the following? Rav Chanina says, I'll tell it to you, then we'll read inside. At least once a year, meaning Tisha B'Av, don't go to the mikvah. Come on, kedai to mourn the mikvah, to mourn the base of mikdash, destruction of the base of mikdash, and therefore don't go. Right, now, hold on a second. If you want to say that an oval can do cold water, then let's go to the mikvah in cold. The fact that the Sefer says that we don't do it seems to imply that even in cold, and therefore Rav Chisda, who said that you don't even do it in cold, is back alive. Let's read inside. I'm Rav Chanina bas Kana Konim. Kedai hu beis Elokeinu, labid alav tevila. It's kedai for the beis Hamikdash. Feel the mourning of the beis Hamikdash to miss out, to be able to not do tevila. Pamachas b'shan, at least once a year, meaning Tisha B'Av. V'yom ar b'tzonin mutter, if you want to say it on his mutter, then yuchas b'tzonin, let him do it in tzonin. Oh, must be like Rav Chisda is saying, that you're not allowed to do it in Sonin, says in their papa, nice try. Get rid of that also. Papa explains that the Bryce is talking in a place where there's no cold water. There's no cold water over there, right? So what comes out is that the Tanakhama said that one who needs to use a mikvah, meaning a nidiolitis, can go on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And Rav Chanina, who says, nothing doing, no immersion on Tisha B'Av. Right? But both agree that an oval can wash in cold water against Rav Chisda, at least that first statement of Rav Chisda. Let's see inside. Amar Papa, Ba'asil Shkiach Sonin, we're dealing with a place that doesn't have any cold water. The reason Rav Chanina, by the way, said not to go to the mikvah at all in Tisha B'Av, which would sound like he would say, he says cold is also, sir, it's because he's talking about a place where they don't have any cold water. But if it was, you'd be allowed to go in cold against Rav Chisda, as Rav Chanina is saying. So certainly there's no proof of your Rav Chisda. All right, now we're going to try to take a look and try to knock out Rav Chisda number two. Rav Chisda number two, the statement was that if it's a fast because of tainug, like a tiny seabor, then only us are in hot, but cold water is fine. We're going to try to knock that out. And we're going to try to knock it from a brisa. We're going to be unsuccessful, by the way. We're not going to be able to knock it off, but we're going to try. Toshima, kishamur osu b'malacha. When the Chacham said that when you have a tiny sea where you're not allowed to work, lo omer l'bayom, it's only talking about the day. If I'm a laila mutter, you're allowed to work at night. You're allowed to work at night. Is this where I wanted to see if there is a Rashi? And it's not over here. Okay. Ukishamur osu b'nanel sandal. When he said it's also to go on where a sandal, lo amru. Ella Ba'ir. That's only talking about in the city of Abaderech Mutter. If you're out in the out traveling, then you're allowed to go and wear shoes. You kill your feet out there. Ha Ketzad, Yotze L'Derech Noel Nichas Ir Cholitz. When you go on the path, you put in shoes, and when you come into the town, you take them off. Ukasham Rasa Rechitza. When they said it's also to do Rechitza to wash yourself, Lo Amru Ella Kogufa. They said only your whole body. Have a pun of Yadav V'Ragel of Mutter. But you're allowed to wash your hands, your face, your hands, and your feet. Bechinat Hamotzi B'Menuda U'Ba'Avel. Interesting. That's the line. And you also find this by a Menuda, someone who was in Chayim, and someone who was excommunicated, and by an Avel. Now, my, what in the world are we talking about? Lava kulu? Is this not going on everything over here? But we see a whole lot of stuff, and then we see that an Avil can wash his face, his hands, and his feet in cold water, which goes against Rav Chisda, says that you can wash the entire body. Right? We say that this is the, again, what we're saying over here with the statement number two was, is that on the Fasen Tainig, Tainig Seabor, it's only usser and hot, but cold is fine. But over here, it seems to be saying only Panu Yadav Raglov, and he said you could do the whole thing. So what are you going to do with that? Kind of knocks him out. Answer is no, it doesn't knock him out. You know why? Lava kulu? Umaya skinon. And what are we dealing with? Ilem b'chamin. Before we come back, make our comeback, we're still in our kasha. Umaya skinon, what are we talking about? Ilem b'chamin. We're talking about hot water. Panav yadav ragla misha. Is it motu to do panav yadav ragla hot water? V'almer rav sheishas. Avol otzel hoshu desmo b'chamin. And all of a sudden, I let him put his finger into hot water. So clearly, can't be talking about that. Ella, what are we talking about? Labetzonim, we're talking about cold water. It says Nox of Chisda, who says they're only going to wash the whole body. And here we're seeing only part of Yadav Raglav. Says Gemara, lo, Leola Mechamin. We are talking about hot water. The Bryce is talking about washing someone with hot water. And when it says, and so too by a menudah and an avel, that's going on everything else, like working and wearing shoes, but not by hot and cold. right, can use only hot on the hand and face and feet, and cold on the entire body, which is in agreement with Rav Chista. It's going on everything else. Okay, so he's still alive, and well. Now, let's try again, though. We ain't done. Let's try to knock out Rav Chista again. And we have the following. Rav Chista, now again, number one, that says any fast chum says usher to wash oneself because of avelas, like this above. It's going to be usher, both hot and cold. Let's try to knock it out. Toshima, right? We tried to bring a raya. We couldn't bring the raya. Now we're going to try to bring a knockoff. Tamar of Abba, a coin. Mishur, maybe Yossi, a coin. Maisa, we have a story time. Maisa, but of Yossi, Ben Rabbi Chanina, his children died. His son, he had a son who died. Virochets, Bitsonin, Kol Shiva. And he was Rochets himself and washed his body in cold water the entire 7 days. Ah, so what does that say? That means 7 days is saying that a person is allowed to do it, at least in cold water, right? It's against Rav Chista. No, no, no. That's a very particular case, a very sad, unfortunate case. Hossam, that case is Kishat Kafu Avolov Ava. That's when a person had, he had one Ava followed another. Rashi says, Bezeh Acher Zeh. So what happened was by Gabi Seyar, we can find by hair that he had one avelus and then immediately another one to follow it up. The Tanya is learning Tanabaisa. Tchafuhu avolav zeachar zeav. A person chalila, right? We're talking about a person who has one after the other. Hichbitzaro make up a tire. If his hair becomes too heavy because it keeps growing, we allow him to make it more makel, more light, with by using a razor and cutting it. Mechabitz ksuso b'mayim, he'll to wash his clothing in water. We're being makel over here, so we're makel over there as well. But don't think this is a raya. Amar Rav Chista, you should just break it, focus in a little more. Batar is when he'll to cut his hair with a razor, not with scissors. Right, it's got to be done something in a way which is some sort of shinoi, because it's not a normal. Rashi says derech shinoi. B'mayim, do with water. You can clean the clothing with water. V'lo b'neser b'lo b'chol, but you can't use neser is a type of detergent, and chol is sand, which is that they used to use also in order to get out. That's used to clean the clothing there. So they could do it. It's got to be done with some sort of shinoi. But you did not knock off Rav Chista from there. That was an exception to the case. Amar Rav, and Rav pops in, and he has what to say over here. He says, Avel mutter lirchutz b'tzonin kol shiva, a person who's in Avel is allowed to go and wash his whole body set in cold water for 7 days. Pretty straight up against Rav Chista. Midi dehavi abisa v'chamra. Just like we find by meat and wine. Now what's by meat and wine, right? A person's allowed to have meat and wine when they're in Avel, even though they're getting pleasure and benefit out of it. So to over here, similarly allowed to do it. But don't we have a braisa? Beep, turn the page. You'd give him a base. A bogeris is not allowed to go ahead. And what is a bogeris? Rashi says, she'evia shti sairos. She's already brought two hairs, meaning that she's at an age we know that's called when she's 12 and a half years old. Now she's a big girl. She's no longer under her father's jurisdiction. And it says a Bulgaris is not allowed to be benavel herself, bimei evel aviyah. If a person loses their father, then I'll be benavel themselves, make them look disgusting. Now, why? Vos is the pshat, why not? Because she's trying to go ahead and be able to get married. And if she's really not looking good, it's going to be hard and difficult to get that. So she can't do such a thing. Ha naira, what's the implication? What's a naira? A naira is the age of 12 years old until 12 and a half before she brings out two sairos. If she's a naira, then rasha, then it is mutter for her to go ahead and be menavel herself, and be menavel, but to look not so kempt. Now we break it down. Shal Rava, this is the Kashan Rava. Mai, what are we talking about over here that she's allowed to do? Labra Rechitza, are we talking about the fact that she's allowed to wash herself? Uba Mai, what type of water are we talking about? Ilema Becham, we want to say you're talking about hot water. We know Ena Bogeris Rasha, it can't be. She can't do that because Vamar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, Avil Asil Hoshi that Spo Becham, and she can even put her finger in hot water. And Avil's not allowed to be able to, so clearly she can't wash herself. Ella must be talking about what? Ella Labitsoni, it's talking about cold water. And even so, what's it saying? That is an exception, particularly to her, that she's allowed to go and wash, but no one else is allowed to do such a thing. But hold on, no, according to you, Rava, everyone, if Elva's allowed to do it entirely, so what are you going to do now? The Gemara, lo, this is not talking about washing. Akichel upirkus, this is talking about when they used to put on certain types of makeup in order to go and make themselves look good. One of them is they put this type of paint on their eyes. And the other is they would go ahead and they would put up their hair. They would braid up their hair. So, but it's not talking about
washing themselves at all. So that is she's allowed to do. So we don't knock off Rava Bechalal. And a person maybe is allowed to go ahead and wash themselves in cold water every Avel. Let's go ahead and back it up. Story time. He lost his child. He lost his children, his sons. And he washed himself all 7 days. All right, so what do you see? That you're allowed to do in 7 days, like Rava said. Says Gemara, no, Amri Hasam, that case, Kishit Kafu, Avalov, that's a particular case of when the Avil hit one after the other. And that's when we're Miko. The Tanya, as we said already, Kafu, Avalov, Zechazeh, Hichbit, Sarah, Miko, Batar. And over here, said for you had to go ahead and do such things. It was an exception to the rule, but don't think this is a raya for Rava. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista. Patar, we're still going to tar. Avol b'masarayim. You're allowed to do it with a razor, but not with scissors. B'mayim v'lo b'nesa b'lo b'chol v'lo b'ohol. You can't do it in chol or ohol. Ohol is also another type of thing, which is some sort of detergent that was used in order to clean things. Ikadami, those who come and bring Rava and say it a whole other way. Amar Rava, Rava said, Aval Asabitun, Aval is Asabitun, Kol Shiv, he can't wash himself the entire 7 days. Maishna, in fact, the Gemara, I would say the flip way. Maishna, we bussar yayin. Why is that any different than bussar and yayin that they are allowed to do it? So the difference is, Hasam, why are you dealing with bussar and yayin, meat and wine? The fachuche pachte hudavid. The reason why he's doing it is in order to release some of his stress. A person just lost the relative, and they're doing it in order to release himself. But when a person's washing themselves, that's not going to help them. Eating something is like a comfort food. Let's say a comfort shower, right? Let's bring it right. Ain't a bugarsa shayla, never lots of bugarsa, not allowed to do it. Ha naira shah, but a naira would be allowed to do it. And b'mai, what are we talking about? Elim b'cham, you're talking about hot water. Ain't a bugarsa shayla, she's not allowed to do that. V'amir of chista, avel osalo shidaspo b'cham, and not even asbo. Ella, what are we talking about? La b'tzonin, we're talking about tzonin, and therefore we see that that's an exception to the rule that she's allowed to wash herself, but no one else is allowed to wash themselves, and therefore we find a siyua to Rava's statement over here from this exception. Says Gemara Lo, who says no? Akichul pirchul is not a rai, because that's only talking about the painting and braiding shtiklach, but when it comes to the water, then it's not what it's talking about, so we don't have a raya either way from that. Amar Rav Chista Zos Omeris. Well, we come out from this idea, from the fact that you're not allowed to generally put on certain types of makeup, that tells us, Avol Aser B'Techboses Kol Shiva. They're Aser to go ahead and do laundry for the entire 7 days of their Shiva. You can't do something that's going to make you look better, unfortunately. An avil is not allowed to wash their entire body, whether hot or cold, cold shiva, the entire shiva. But their hands, face, and feet, they can do it with chamin, but sonin mutter, they can do it with cold. Aval losuch, the person wants to do, put some sort of anointing, some of the oil of sorts, afil kol shiva, also have to do it the entire 7 days. V'im la'aber, says zuma, but the whole purpose you're doing is to get rid of all the shastiness, then mutter. It's mutter to do such a thing. You're not doing it to look good or whatever it is, it's just like it's absolutely disgusting, you're allowed to do such a thing. Okay, now we're going to jump into the concept of Anenu, the bracha that we say, the extra part of this thing which we add into our Shmona Esrei. Slosa de Ta'anisa Hechi Maskir, Madkirinan. Where do we mention it? Maskir, Madkir. When do we go and put in Anenu? When do we put it in the Tefillah? Ad Berei Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Berei Vidarash. Rav Yehuda took Rav Yitzchak, his son, and they went out somewhere, and they were taking a little walk together. Vidarsh, and he said the following, Yochad Shekiba loved Tainas, Rav Yochad takes upon a Tainas on himself, Misfalo Shel Tainas, he goes ahead and he says, Anenu, V'heichan Omer, and where should he go and say it? Bein Goel L'Rafua. He says it between the brachas of Goel and L'Rofe, and Rofe over there. So what does he do? He adds it in between the seventh and eighth bracha of Shmona Esrei. Mask of Rav Yitzchak. V'chi yachad koveya bracha la'atzmo? Hold on 1 second. You got a yachad who can be koveya bracha for himself? Rashi said, v'chi yachad choshev kol kach shi misaknin lo bracha b'fnei atzmo lo'osev v'tefillah. So a guy is so choshev, he can add a bracha to his tefillah? It doesn't make sense. Ela Rav Yitzchak, he says, b'shamei ha'tefillah, you added in the bracha of shamei ha'tefillah. It's not a separate bracha. V'chi yachad koveya bracha for himself? Rashi said, the same thing as in shamei ha'tefillah. Frek de gemara, they come and they frek the kasha. Ain't been yachad l'tzibor. There's no difference between a yachad and tzibur, except one does 18 brachas and one says 19 brachas. Now, let's break down the brachas and understand the kasha. My yachad, what does it mean that there's no difference between a yachad
and it's Sibor, my Yachid. Umay Tzibor, and a Tzibor. Ilem a Yachid means Mamish, Ushtav Tzibor, Shliach Tzibor. And when it says Tzibor, it means the Shliach Tzibor, the guy who was saying over the Shmoneh Esrei, Hani Chasrei. You're saying that guy goes and does 19? Esim Ha'arba'avu. There's 24 brachas. We know that there were 6 brachas that were added on. As we're going to see, Chavdal Brachas Rashi says, Havu B'yuma B'tanisa, Yoma B'tanisa, V'hachik K'tani Yutes, V'sulo. But it's not 19 brachas, it's 24 brachas that are said over there. So what's going on? El alav hachikam. This is what it means to say. Ein bin yachid de kabbala lov tainis yachid. There's no difference in a yachid who's accepted a tainis yachid. Vi li yachid shekiva lov tainis tzibor. In a yachid who took a tainis tzibor, that he's being more machmir on himself, the things he's taking upon himself. El shezem espal shmoneh, so if shezem espal chavse. This one says 18, and this one says 19. The Yachid does kovei bracha for himself. Oh, so what are you going to say? That you got to put it into Shamaya Tefillah. Clearly, there is a time when you can add it. Maybe he is chush enough to do it. That's Gemara low. That's not what it means. When you say this is a tzibor, saying it's one who takes on a tzibor. That's not what it means. I'm going to tell you, what is it? Shliach tzibor. Second shliach tzibor. And you said, but hold on a second. Shliach tzibor. He said, there's 24 brachas. Begimel tainisos tainios rishonos the leka esemai, but it's talking about in the first 3 fasts before it gets really bad, where there aren't 24 brachas. That's where it comes out to be that it's 19 brachas. So don't tell me over here that means that a yachid is going to add in a bracha by himself. That's in Shmuel Tzvila, and the tzibur is talking about the shliach tzibur, and it's 19 and not 24 because we didn't yet hit that bad the 4th time where there's after, you know, before the 3 tainios. In fact, the maravelo really is that you don't say 24 brachas during the first times when we're fasting. Vaha ein bein katani. We said that ein bein, there's no difference. Ein bein gimel rishonos legimel amitzayos. There's no difference in the first 3 and the middle 3. Elisha be'elu mutar mesis malacha. You're allowed to do malacha in the first ones, and be'elu asur mesis malacha. This one you're not allowed to do malacha, but it means to say seemingly that the 24 brachas are said even in the first set. Ha lechav dalid zevaz shavin. Both of them are equal. What are you gonna do now? Says Gemara Tana v'shayer. He taught some things and he left out a little bit. Tana v'shayer, meaning to say that, no, it actually is not supposed to say the 24 brachas during those first set. It just happens to be, he didn't mention that straight out. So, no, the answer is no. My share, what does that mean that he left out some of the things that were difference, the differences between the first series and set of fasts and the second series of fasts? The high share. What else did he leave over? You don't just leave off one thing that you don't mention. It must be he left something else also. Vesu, and furthermore, v'ha'in bein getani. It says there is no difference, which seems to be saying it's not a ton of his shir shtekel. Ella says, okay. Tana b'isure kamairi, b'tfilos lomairi. The braisa that we brought up was just talking about isurim, things that you're not allowed to do. But b'tfilos it wasn't dealing with. And therefore, there's a distinction and a separation and a difference between the first set and the second set about saying 24 or 19 brachas. It just wasn't mentioned. But Taka, there is a difference between them. In the first set, you only say, you don't say the 24 brachas, you don't say 19. And then after that, then you start saying 24 brachas. V-boy, same. Another answer is, guess what? In the middle set of fasts, remember it was first set, the second set, and the third set of fasts, you don't even say them there also. Rashi says, only in the last set do you do it, like we say over there. And therefore, there really is Ein Bein, there's no difference, and both of them are going to be 19. Okay, my friends, we're going to continue on with the Sugi Beis Hashem. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.